Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We will be joined shortly by Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL insider. Take a look around the NFL.
What's the biggest lock this weekend? It's got to be the Chiefs, right?
To win outright?
Yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
I think if you're, just to win.
I think Philly's going to beat the Giants, too. I hear a lot of people taking the Giants and possible upset. I don't know, man. I just think Philly coming off the bye. Giants played really well last week, but this is a different animal. Now, who knows about Hurts?
Sounds like he's pretty close to full health. I mean, he's going through full practices.
They're full, and I just think they're going to get after Jones. I don't know. I like the Eagles. But yeah, definitely the Chiefs.
Kind of like
I think the Chiefs are going to crush Jacksonville.
You think they're going to just smack them around? Kind of like the Jags with the points. But again, I'm one of the world's biggest coolers.
Put them in your weekend parlay.
I may have to. I may have to do that.
What were you saying, Valdez?
Oh, the 980's down. They're light.
Oh, okay, I got you.
That's why
I was just wondering about the walk up with JLC.
It's all good. So that's some smashing.
So the first game tomorrow is 4 or 4:30?
Saturday.
Right, so 4:30. Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday.
I wish tomorrow was Saturday.
Yeah, 4:30 on
is
Saturday.
Is the first one Jacksonville, KC? Is that the first one?
I thought so.
I mean, that's the order on FanDuel.
Yeah, yeah.
So 4:30 in that one. Then the Giants-Eagles Saturday, 8:16. And then Sunday, 3 o'clock, is the Bengals-Bills.
And then the Sunday night game is
Cowboys-Niners.
Man, 6:30 start. Means I got
those
stay
are some
up
good times.
Means I got to stay up till 9:30.
We have to work next Monday, or can we get off?
I think we actually have a 5-day work week.
Don't tease me.
It's bizarre. All right, we're gonna head to the BetQL guest hotline. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast In the Huddle with Brian Baldinger and Carl Dukes, covering the entire NFL. What's up, JLC? Good morning,
JLC.
What's up, guys?
JLC, what road team do you give the best shot at winning outright?
Road team.
So you got Jacksonville, yep. New York, Cincy, Dallas.
Well, I think Cincy is a close game. The more I dig into the Giants game, the more they're kind of like live-ish for me. The more, like, I don't know about that winning. I would say, not that it's impossible, I would say maybe Cincy, more because of the defense than anything else. And I think the Giants keep it close. I think the Giants make a game of it. I think the Giants run in a way that they threw. At a lot of points, critical points in that Vikings game. I'm a little worried about the Eagles, like, Specky, you know?
Right.
They might be tight. Everything's on them. They're in this spot for the first time as a young team. I'm not sure. Hurts is really, you know, all the way back. I'm not sure,
not,
you know, about
not
Lane Johnson. Prime time, 14-3. You know, a team they destroyed the first meeting, and a team they, you know, they handled easily the second meeting, although the Giants didn't play anybody.
Right.
in that second game. And the Giants are loosey-goosey, man. Like, the Giants are just going to let it all hang out. I love the vibes that, you know, Brian Daboll and Wink Martindale have sort of established there. So I think they muddle that thing up, man. I think they make that a ball game.
Jason, are you 100% sold on Daniel Jones? And look, I'm not trying to take anything away from him. He had a very good year. He limited the turnovers, only threw five interceptions when that was a huge bugaboo for him, the fumbling and throwing picks. But he only threw for 15 touchdowns. Now, he has the rushing element, which is very valuable. I don't discredit that. But, I mean, let's not act like he's Josh Allen all of a sudden. Like, I would take some baby steps to Daniel Jones if I were the Giants organization.
Yeah, but he still earned.
I wouldn't be fully sold.
He earned an extension, though, I think.
I guess.
Well, I'm franchise tagging him. I mean, that's the first step, and then we'll see where that goes. But I'm not letting him walk out the door. I'm not letting him talk to all 32 teams, you know, unencumbered. I'm controlling the situation at least as much as a franchise tag allows you to, which is pretty substantial. Yeah, I mean, look, was it the greatest season in the history of the NFL? No, but, man, it was pretty damn good. And he went from a guy who can't protect the football to a guy who protected the football about as, you know, good as anybody in the league. And there were, you know, man, there was a two-month stretch where I don't know who he was throwing the ball to. Like, it was really, I mean.
Yeah, like Richie James, Isaiah.
Well, no, but he's okay. Yeah. Like, I think since James and you know, has gotten his feet under him, and since Bellinger has come back from the eye injury and gotten his legs back under him, like, I don't mind. I think right now they're kind of a little better than people think they are in that department, but there was a stretch in the middle of the season where it was him and Barkley, and that was it, and they were still winning games. So I think, look, the right coach, the right set of eyes, the right scheme, the right halftime adjustments, the right early game script, like, that stuff can be huge. Uh-huh. Look at Brock Purdy. So when you have someone in a Brian Daboll, you know, and Kafka and that staff who can do that stuff, and you have a quarterback who's now spent the year in it and recharged himself and kind of got his groove back, you know, I think you keep that around. Now, you don't have to give him $50 million a year, you know? Like, you find a sweet spot, but, like, can he do for the Giants what Dak has done for the Cowboys? I think so. I absolutely think so. And maybe a little better because, you know, it seems like he's got the turnover thing out of his system where I'm not sure that Dak has. I also think, again, Brian Daboll and that staff, I'll take over Kellen Moore and his staff any day.
And I think he has the most non-turnover games for a starter all season long. And look what adding A.J. Brown did to Jalen Hurts. Let's give Daniel Jones a top-tier receiver and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. I can see why you're saying it'll be a close game. I just think the Eagles with the time off. Yeah, I'm sure Hurts isn't 100%, but with all those playmakers, I mean, Kirk went 31-39 against the Giants' defense. I mean, some questionable play calls late and decision-making. I just don't think the Eagles are going to have to be in that position, and I think the defense will play well. All right, Jags-Chiefs. 9.5 is what I'm seeing now. Obviously, the Chiefs had the week off. Kelsey's usually a monster in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes has never played a road game in the playoffs, correct? I don't think he's ever played a true road game. Yeah. He did?
Didn't they lose in Foxborough with the offsides?
I thought he never played a road playoff game, but I could be wrong. Anyway.
The first season that he was a starter, right? Because they looked like they were going to beat New England, but then they didn't. I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Maybe you're right. Anyway, so you got to like the Chiefs, right, to roll in this game?
I think they win. I don't know about roll. Because their defense. You know, they've 33 passing touchdowns allowed this year, most in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not. Over the course of 60 minutes against a good team, I think that defense will, you know, sort of buckle a little bit. But I think they come out humming, You look at Andy Reid, I think 28-6 all time, coming off a bye, including the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid, early game scripts, I'll buy that all day long. Andy Reid against an Andy Reid disciple, you know, I lead to the master. But I don't know if they win this game by double digits when it's all said and done. I do like them to beat up Jacksonville a little bit in the first half. We think about Jacksonville, right? They're like America's sweethearts and all these comebacks. Well, guess what? If you're always coming back, that means you're always falling behind. If you look at the seven winning teams the Jags have played this year, they trailed at halftime in six of those games. The only game they led at the half was against Baltimore, and that was just a one-point lead. And their collectively point differential in those seven games in the first half is minus 78, right? They're down by 27 last week. We've seen them down by 17 at the half to the Lions, down by 13, I think it was. Down by, I think, 17 at the half to the Cowboys. The first meeting against the Chiefs in Arrowhead, they were down 13 at the half, and it could have been more. You know, Mahomes in that first half, I think it was like 16 of 21, 191 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. And Trevor Lawrence's first road playoff experience, especially against that team, I think is going to be a little different than last week when he was at home. So, again, that's not to say that they don't have a rally in them, and that's not to say I'm not playing this game in terms of the overall total. I think it's a little high because of Kansas City's defensive woes, but I like Kansas City to win the first half by more than 5 points. Mm-hmm. And, you know, could that game go over? I think so.
53, yeah. All right, Sunday. You like the Bengals. You think that they could sting the Bills, especially if Josh Allen's going to be a little reckless with the ball like he was in the last three quarters.
Well, I think
the Bengals' offensive line issues, man.
Yeah. No, look, if the Bengals win this game, it's an under game. They don't win as constituted now down to two starting offensive linemen. Like, mm-hmm. if the Bills play this into the 30s, I don't think the Bengals can follow unless Josh Allen gives them a bunch of goodies. Now, I think he'll give them a goodie or two. I don't know if he'll give them three. And that might be what it takes if the game is played at that pace. Now, I think you look at the Bengals, their top three team in time of possession in the NFL, despite being like 29th in yards per carry. But, you know, sometimes it's the volume. It's just sticking to the volume of the run game, even when it's not really there. And I could see the Bills adopting some of the principles. You know, we talked about this last week, that the Ravens have put in place when they faced the Bengals. And so what would that do? Well, if they do that, I think the Bengals will just run the football. And they thought in some cases run it three times in a row just to get 10 yards because they can't let the Bills' defensive line wrecked this game in Orchard Park where it's going to be nuts. They have to stay balanced. I think they have to be judicious about going empty. Normally they do it on 20% of their dropbacks. I don't think they can do that in this game. Jamar Chase in the slot on crossers, on drag routes, the stuff we saw last week that really kept the offenses going against Baltimore, I think there's an opportunity to do some of that. And it's a turnover defense. It's a big play defense. We saw it with Hubbard last week, 98-yard, you know, fumble return. I don't know if they're going to get that kind of splash play, but they're going to need the defense not just to be stout, but also to do something special. The way I'm playing this game is that I don't think the Bills get to 27 points. I think the Bengals do those things. You look at Lou Anarumo's defense now for the last 2 years. They don't give up more than 24 points very often, especially not unless, you know, it's like the week one Pittsburgh game or something like that where Burr turns it over five times. I think they do muddle it up. I think they fight to play it at their pace. And that defense, yeah, again, in all the playoff games the last 2 years has not given up more than 24. I'm buying that. I'm buying their front against the Buffalo offensive line that isn't great. And I also think Anarumo may blitz more in this game than he's accustomed to. And we saw last week with Miami what the blitz did to that offensive line and Josh Allen. It wasn't pretty. So
right.
I'm kind of playing it that way.
Talking to Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider. So beyond the playoffs, there's a lot going on. Coaching changes,
sure.
Quarterback issues. Let's start with quarterback. What's your read on what's going to happen with Lamar? I think before you've said he's going to be traded.
Yeah.
You know, he had his social media message this week. He didn't go to the game. What's your read on what's happening there with Lamar in Baltimore?
I don't think these sides are going to come to an agreement. I don't. I think they missed their sweet spot when Josh Allen got his deal before the start of the 21 season, and everything that's transpired since then has gone in a direction that's made it, you know, exponentially more difficult to get this done. You're looking at a handful of owners, and I wrote about this in the Washington Post, who missed out on Deshaun Watson, who still need a quarterback, who still have all the money in the world and are willing to spend a lot of it, and who don't really care what their football people say. You know, like, if they want Lamar Jackson, they're going to get Lamar Jackson, and the job of the general manager is to facilitate that. You think the guys in Cleveland wanted Deshaun Watson at that price? You know, you think that's what, you know, Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski really thought was the best thing for their team? Hell no, but it is what it is. So, yeah, I think you look at Carolina, you look at Atlanta, they were left at the altar a year ago, and this player comes with none of the stigmas, and stigma is probably the wrong word. I mean, this quarterback's not a sexual predator. That one was. So, yeah, there's a market for him. It only takes one owner willing to give Lamar what he wants to make this happen. And I don't think this organization wants to get in a situation where they put a tag on him, they slow play the negotiation, they go through another offseason where they exchange ideas but don't really get anywhere. And when you're on a franchise tag, you don't get paid until week one, which means there's no holdout, there's no, oh, he's skipping this, he's skipping that. If he doesn't sign that tender, then it's not a signed contract, which means you can't say boo about him not being around, you can't fine him, you can't do a damn thing. And now you're installing a new offense with a new offensive coordinator. You're trying to sort of rebrand your team and create this new energy and the highest paid player in the history of your franchise, because no Ravens ever made $44 million, $43 million, whatever the exclusive cap number is, before in 1 year there. He's not around, and he might not show up till, he might not sign that thing until 24 hours before week one. I just don't see them wanting to go down that road. They've been at this for years. Like, they've been at this since the end of his third season. Like, I don't think they want that anymore. I think it's much more likely, and we'll see. They've got a press conference today at 2:30. We'll see what DaCosta and Harbaugh say. Not that what they say really matters. It's what they do. But I think if they can't get a quick resolution to this by the combine, I think he's traded.
Any real quick, any thoughts, insight into who Ron might be leaning towards on the OC thing? They're talking about Kenny Zampezi. They're talking about Charles London. Pat Shurmur. Any of those names jump out at you?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody special.
I mean, I can see them leaning into somebody who's done it before, but that seems to be, if you look at his staff and how he set it up originally and who he's been really loyal to. But no, that doesn't knock my socks off.
All right, Jason, have a great weekend. We'll talk.
You guys do the same. Enjoy the games.
Enjoy the games, JLC.
Yep. That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Make sure to follow In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
That game with Mahomes in New England was in Arrowhead. I don't think he's played a road game.
I thought I looked it up and said it was New England, and StatMuse says that Mahomes is 0-1 on the road.
I don't know if that's right. I don't think that Mahomes has ever played a road game in the playoffs.
You'll have to dive deep into your NFL history books.
Didn't they say that? Didn't they say he's never played a road
game? I don't know if they said that. Where was that famous Patriots game?
That was at Arrowhead, I think.
I don't know. I thought they were not the one seed.
The AFC Championship game? I don't know. I thought that was at Arrowhead.
You're going to have to get to the bottom of it.
It can't be that hard to find his playoff history to see if he's played on the road.
I'm looking at it right now, but he's got him 0-1 on whatever site he's looking at.
StatMuse.
Anyway.
Yeah. I like StatMuse.
Anyway, I don't think it's going to continue. They're not going to lose to Jacksonville.
I wouldn't think so.
At Arrowhead this year.
That would be a massive upset if that were to happen. Coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
The
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
EB's entertainment page on deck, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers, the most hated jeweler in America, is not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
We did confirm Jason is correct. The Stat Muse was concluding a Super Bowl, so Mahomes was 0-1 on the road if you include the Super Bowl, but in terms of playoff games,
gotcha,
he's always playing at Arrowhead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
That AFC championship that Tom Brady had, that was in Arrowhead.
Okay.
So.
All right, boys. Let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
I'm ready to be entertained right here.
One of our favorites, Paige Spearneck, is in the news again, Cakes.
Yes.
She's the number one golf babe out there. It's not even close.
She's the one seed.
She's the one seed, and she has...
Is she going to do our butt slap contest?
She might not be down for that, but she's been asked for years if she's ever going to be on OnlyFans. I think at different times she's claimed if such and such happens, she'll start her own OnlyFans.
Okay. No, she said, I think she said if Ricky Fowler wins a major,
yeah,
she'll post a naked picture or a picture
on
of her
OnlyFans.
Jugs.
Right.
of her buttermilks.
But
hopefully that new swing helps.
I know.
She now,
come on, Butch. Yep.
She hasn't joined OnlyFans, but she has started her own pay subscription site called OnlyPage. For $9.99, you get exclusive content. But here's the thing, fellas. I don't think you're going to get to see those udders. I don't think you're going to get to see those.
Those udders.
I just don't think that's what this is about.
Okay, so what do you get for your subscription?
I think you're going to get golf instruction. I think you're going to get some live chats from her house. You're going to get...
The neighbors are restless.
You're going to get Q&As. You're going to get some...
Rather have TNAs.
Behind-the-scenes photos and videos, but very dull photos and videos. She says she'll put her sexiest photos up there.
Okay.
But, I mean...
It's got to be... I would think it would be so tempting to be her. Knowing that if you post nude photos and you do, you know, exclusive nudie content on OnlyPage.com, you could probably make, I don't know, $20 million a year.
Easy.
Well, easy.
She's already probably pretty comfortable financially.
Right.
She's done very well. And
But if she went full penthouse.
If she went full on and she said F it, which I do think eventually might happen because this has got to run out, right? Like, how long could she be the number one golf babe? Like, at some point.
As long as there are horny male golfers.
At some point, there's going to be a better golfer. Like, she's very good. But there'll be a better one that's hotter.
I mean, Father Time is going to.
And Father Time just kills all of us.
I can't believe this is happening.
Is there one show in America which talks about Paige Spearnack more?
No.
It's not possible,
one
right?
Not one that talks more about Paige. Supposedly. And about Hank Haney.
We talk, well, that too. And Liv Golf.
We talked about Iggy Azalea and her OnlyFans, and she was getting mocked for only making 300 large in her first day, which I think is fine.
Right.
What are they talking about? Supposedly, Iggy did put some tig old pictures.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Mm.
Some risque content. Who's the most famous OnlyFans star that's not, like, that didn't make her, you know, rise by, like, some sort of sex that's showing the tig olds?
No idea.
I know that?
You understand my question? Like, not a Kim Kardashian. Right.
Like a chef or something like that.
Well, like, or no, but it could be like an actress, but she's not like famous for the tiggles. But
now she's OnlyFans famous?
But now she's just slinging it for,
yeah,
for monthly subscribers.
I don't know who that is.
Because I think a lot of celebrities now have OnlyFans.
I wonder what PointsBet's paying Paige to dance on the green in that commercial.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
She's got a
six
huge
figures,
deal with
probably
them.
Six figures, maybe seven figures.
Well over six figures.
Well, a lot.
And I disagree with JP.
What?
Everybody talks about Paige. The New York Post has a daily feature on Paige.
Right. It's not
Barstool.
Just
every day has something on Paige.
Paige. Yeah. Paige.
I know we do a lot of golf babe shtick on the show, but
she's
Paige
the
is
only
next level.
One.
Right, so
she's
now,
the only
now she's
I'm enough. Just saying, in my life, I haven't had one dude come up to me and talk to me about Paige Spearnack.
I believe that.
So she's the one seed.
You're just not seeing all of, you don't see the Daily Mail, daily stories. You know,
no. I understand it's in stories.
Stories.
I don't have one person that comes up to me and talks about Tyson Fury.
Me too. Right. I agree. Right.
Who's number two on the list? If Paige is number one, who's number two
know,
golf
there are so
babe?
Many.
There's got to be number
a lot
two.
In there. I've been so digging many. Claire Rogers lately.
Okay.
Well, who's the one that used to be do the golf coverage? We used to just.
Holly Saunders?
Yeah, Holly Saunders. She was desperate to be. Now, she shows the tiggles and everything now, right?
Well, she definitely has an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. Not Claire Rogers. Claire Hoggle. Hogle? Hoggle?
Okay.
You go look her up.
I think it's Hoggle. Yeah.
I might maybe have to find a new follow. But anyway, $9.99, fellas, if you want to get that instant access.
No, thanks.
That live stream.
Yeah, Cake, she can fix your short game.
Maybe she could. Hey,
got
I
a
bet,
couple.
Hey,
more, yeah, more ways than one.
It's a good tip in. Hey, I've got to pay now for the in-house parking, so I can't part with another $9.99 per month.
Nine.
Because I'm parking in the building, dude. Which, by the way, it is much more convenient. Just pull in.
Are you
go
now?
Straight.
Are you not team EB?
No, now I'm team parking the building.
You know,
like,
what I think
was
it's
I
pretty
doing
hot.
So
just talking about golf babes. I think Cheyenne Woods is kind of hot.
That's
Tiger's
niece or whatever.
Tiger's niece,
whatever she is.
I think she's kind of hot.
I think she's reasonably hot. Yeah.
I don't know.
I
don't know
like
how much she's
announcing now, right?
I don't know how much she's on social, but
how old is she?
I don't know. Maybe 27?
32.
Mm. Oh, is she that?
Wow.
32.
She
I have guess
Tiger's big chompers.
I don't think so. Mm. I think she's really pretty.
She's 5'9". She's a pretty girl for sure.
Yeah.
They say she has two professional wins. That's pretty good. She
hopefully
played
she doesn't have Tiger's personality. Hopefully she has a better personality than your guy Eldrick.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just talking about.
She's the daughter of Tiger Woods' half brother.
Hold on, she's the daughter. She's the daughter of Tiger's half brother.
So Earl had a child
niece.
With Got another,
yeah.
another with
woman.
Another woman.
Tiger's
in
his camper.
Yeah, it's Tiger's niece. Right.
Yeah, because Earl used to just slay
number
in the
two.
Camper.
Correct.
Which is amazing to me because how many sillies are hanging out at the golf course for him to pull into the camper?
Katilda's beside herself.
What happened?
Well, she must have been pretty good looking because the daughter's good looking. And it's not coming it's not coming from Tiger's dad.
What happened?
So anyway, Paige is on. Got her only Paige.
Rom Woods. That dude, wasn't he puffing on coffin nails?
Who?
Put him in an early grave.
Earl? Is that what killed him?
Well, I think he was.
But it wasn't lung
I think
cancer.
He was a smoker.
I thought he had prostate cancer. I think that's what might have donked him off.
I don't remember the cause of death. All I know is if you puff on coffin nails for a long time. It's not good for your overall health.
Right, you would think. All right, so let me see. There's Oasis news out there, Jason.
The Gallaghers.
The Gallaghers. So Liam, he's the one that's the real crazy one, right?
Yes.
He's claimed that his brother Noel has called him begging for forgiveness and wanting to meet up after the split from his wife, Sarah. So Noel's the one. Like, Liam's really the better singer of the two. Isn't that true or no?
Well, I mean, he was the main lead singer when they were hot.
Yeah. And so, like, whenever
Noel
performs.
He had the kind of the raspy voice.
Whenever Noel performs the hits, it just sounds a little different when he sings.
Yeah, but he's not a natural singer, no.
What is the forgiveness part for? What is the,
I don't know,
what happened?
Warring with each other,
they never really liked each other, even when they were one of the hottest bands in the world.
I mean, they constantly tell each other to F off. And, you know, I mean.
I don't know if it was jealousy or, I mean, back in the early to mid-90s.
But there wasn't something big, like somebody stole money from the other.
No, they're just really upset with each other. I don't know why. They hate each other.
Get past it.
From I've seen some documentaries. I think Noel was always pissed because he didn't think Liam took it seriously enough, like the direction of the band.
These
Noel
guys love
and
each
he just
other.
Wanted to go out and just get hammered and do drugs and bang all the cymbals.
Noel was more serious.
Didn't one of them hit the other person over the head with like a tambourine?
Yeah,
or something like
I'm
that.
Sure they did that multiple times.
It's like Drab in the Rock.
Really intimidating weapon, a tambourine.
I think one time, I could be wrong on this, but I think I remember this. They were supposed to do a show, you know, concert, and Liam just didn't show up.
Right.
Well, that was
so one was more. They're out there getting ready for the show, and Liam was not. So Noel had to do the whole show.
Yeah. One was more professional.
Yeah, I think, but who knows? I mean.
Yeah, but was one of them responsible for writing all the hits, or was it collaborative?
No, I think Noel wrote most of
them. Noel wrote most of it. But Liam was the
supernova.
Yeah, but Liam was the silly
singer. He was the talented singer.
Liam wrote a few of the songs, but Noel wrote the majority of them.
It's all about who comes up with the sillies, the writer. That's who gets paid.
I saw him at
the singer
credit.
Might say he needs his voice.
Yeah, but the writer would say, you need my silly
I
words
saw him at the
to
Patriot
go out and
Center.
Sing into the mic.
Early 2000s, they were silly.
I'm sure they were.
You like Tay-Tay, always hyping her up. I bet she doesn't write every one of her sillies.
I bet she writes a lot of them.
Does she write all of them?
She writes a lot of them.
Yeah. I bet she writes most
of
them. She's
kind of known
for
being the songwriter.
Wasn't her last album based upon all of the songs she wrote in the middle of the night?
I think
that's not a good example.
She might have,
but there are plenty of singers.
Sure, say Britney Spears.
Yeah, she might
probably
have collaborators,
never written a song,
but she writes all the sillies.
Yeah. So I'm not familiar with this actor. He doesn't even look familiar to me. But Julian Sands, 65, from A Room with a View. Have you ever heard of that show, Kix? He's missing. He's probably dead. I guess he went hiking or something.
He went missing by
his family last Friday. After failing to return from a hike in the Mount Baldy area of California's San Gabriel Mountains.
Mount Baldy, that's my favorite mountain. Bald silly.
It's like Rushmore has Cakes, CK, Drab, Pete Medhurst.
All the bald sillies.
Attempted a ground search on Saturday, but they had to abandon it as a storm swept in. Two other hikers have recently died in the past few weeks. I don't know why people do this. So does this mean he went by himself, too?
Yeah, I don't think...
Isn't that a big no-no?
Like a long hike, I think you have to go with a hiking buddy. Got to go with a buddy.
Yeah. They found his car.
Yeah, they found his car. Him. He wasn't in it. So that's not good.
That's not good at all.
Definitely not good. Stephen A. Smith is in the news. He's apologized for saying that Rihanna, quote, ain't Beyonce. Hold on, why does he have to apologize for that?
I don't know. It's very strange. Because
you have to apologize for everything.
Stephen A. Smith has a new book out, and so he's doing like the tour. And he was on one of these daytime talk shows, and he was asked about the halftime show for the Super Bowl, which is featuring Rihanna.
Yep.
And he complimented her and said she has a good catalog and everything, but she's no Beyonce. Mm-hmm. And now he has to apologize because all of the Rihanna stans are attacking him.
So you can't say anything.
You can't have an opinion.
Well, it's just
anything.
I don't understand
it.
Music
with his words.
No, music's subjective. Why can't he have an opinion about what
he's
saying?
He's just saying it to trigger people. Who cares? He said that on purpose. He put her down compared to Beyonce, but that's fine. We used to be able to do that.
Why? Yeah. There's so many haters.
Yeah.
He's doing okay.
He's doing fine, but if he.
Why
can't he just say, that's my opinion?
That's just my opinion.
I think he did
Beyonce.
That later.
I'm a Beyonce
he clarified,
fan.
He apologized, said, I still like Rihanna, but Beyonce's is number
one. Yeah,
but
he still had to apologize.
You shouldn't have to apologize because you like an artist over another artist.
He actually said she's spectacular.
Right. But she ain't Beyonce.
But she's not Beyonce.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't even like him. I'm defending.
Hey, so that's Brett's guy.
So who's
Stephen
criticizing
Smith.
Him? Social
I don't
media?
Know, I guess
Twitter?
The world.
Yeah, he's getting dragged on social media.
Yeah, social media. Just anyway,
it might
evil
be a meta.
People.
He didn't have to apologize. He apologized and got even more attention for his book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to, though. Who knows?
His people probably told him it'd be a good idea to apologize.
Shakira, apparently, you know, she's been talking about how her boyfriend was cheating on her. I think they dated for a long time, right? They shared a house together.
They lived next to the in-laws.
Yeah. They.
That was her husband,
they
PK.
Had,
they, soccer
PK,
star, right?
Is that his name? PK?
I believe so, yeah.
Are you sure? She's saying...
Penalty kick?
The guy, yeah.
They say caught her boyfriend. That's what it says here. It was the husband. So either way... Shakira says that she found out that PK was cheating on her when she noticed that her favorite jam was gone. And that was
here
a big
comes.
Tell.
Here it comes.
Jam. Ooh, jam.
I used to have a pair of jams back then. I loved them.
Neither.
Who was that? Who's that that sings that?
Ooh,
is that the guys
jam.
In jail?
Teddy Riley?
I think it's Teddy Riley.
Oh, who's the one
no,
who's in jail?
No, that's not Teddy Riley.
R. Kelly?
Aaron Hall?
R. Kelly. I thought that was R. Kelly.
I don't know.
No. Is it Aaron Hall?
I'll be honest. I don't know who
do it
this
again.
Is.
Ooh, jam, ooh, jam,
ooh, jam. What's the song?
I think it might be one of those Hall guys.
We need Shazam. Jam. Shazam.
Is that D'Angelo?
Shazam the old jam.
It's not D'Angelo. It's, I think it's Aaron Hall. What was the name of their group?
I'm sure I know. Jodeci. I'm just throwing out names.
No, it's not Jodeci. God darn it.
I think Jodeci's coming to MGM National Harbor. You can say Stevie.
Is it Guy? Could be Guy.
Might be Guy.
Oh, it was a guy.
Guy. Aaron Hall was like the lead singer for Guy.
Did you see Madonna's coming back? You're going to go see Madonna, aren't you?
I am.
I don't know.
I would. I've never seen her.
I think she's coming to Cap One, isn't she?
I guarantee you she puts on an amazing show.
When was the last time she was on
no,
tour?
No, I'm about to ask RJ
she's
for tickets.
She's so gross. We need to blast her off to Mars.
she's bored or poor.
I bet she's
going back
in concert.
On tour.
Bet she's belting out all the hits.
She's going to sing all the songs.
She looks like freaking Joni Mitchell now. I mean, she looks terrible.
Mm-hmm. What do I care? I'll be 300 feet away.
So
I'll just be listening to all the sillies.
You're going to go because you get sized for Like a Virgin?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good song. You don't like Borderline?
Yeah.
You don't like Material
Girl? It's not
going to
sound the same.
I'm not going to see it 50 years later.
Unless it's way overproduced, it's not going to sound
the same.
You
don't like Papa Don't Preach?
I did back then. I did like it at
the time.
I mean,
she's a heritage act. I'd go see her. There's a lot of vitriol for Madonna.
She just looks so gross to me.
I'm not going to
say
that.
I will never apologize for that.
I don't know. Social media is going to get up. They're going to get on you.
She's gross.
You get a lot of haters.
She's effing gross. My butt is better looking.
Somebody can come in and
your
smack
butt.
I will not apologize for that.
Here's another working title. Slap that ass for $1,000 in cash.
It's not bad.
You're getting closer. We're getting close.
But I do like Eyes Wide
Eyes
Butt.
Eyes Wide Butt's a great
Eyes
title.
Butt.
It's going to be tough at the top.
We still have no contestants, though.
You can always tweet us, Chunks Radio.
All right, before we're done, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Eric Church at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who just randomly out of nowhere sent me a package.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if we get packages here, our listeners are 99% plus, they send us nice things. But I'm always in the back of my head, I'm like, if I open this, it's like this is going to explode on
me. I know,
me.
I was actually getting a little nervous about
that. Is
there
like an anthrax bomb in here and there's going to be a puff of white, you know, spores all over the place and I inhale them and then you guys are splitting the check three ways instead of four? But
it's not a horrible thought.
I have to thank Guillermo Chavez from Greenville, South Carolina. He came up big and sent me the Duke's Mayo Bowl branded jar of mayo.
You
from
said you wanted that,
the
right?
Mayo Bowl with the Terps logo, most importantly,
and
here.
And the Wolfpack.
And the Wolfpack logo here. And remember, this logo won and now won two.
So you're
gonna
it is bit season, back. Right? It is bit season. Yeah. Why don't we do the bit where we pour the mayo over your head?
No. I'm
you
not,
can still keep the bottle.
No, I'm not averse to having mayo.
We'll get you a big hat.
No.
He's got a ton of caps, beanies.
Because Cake said that he wants to have that displayed in his office.
Yeah,
but I know, but we just
like
can
five
still.
Years, that's going to look so gross.
He could still display it.
It'll be fine.
No, not the empty bottle.
Yeah, it has to be a full bottle.
So hold on.
So if the guy said this is the second one, can we do it? It's bit season.
Sure, I would be Mike Locksley.
Someone's,
I would get mayonnaise dumped on my
someone
head.
Send another bottle.
Please.
Yeah, a big giant bottle.
Yeah.
But thank you to Guillermo Chavez. It's appreciated. Thank you very much. This was unexpected, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Did you see Talia's announcement?
I did see Talia's announcement, yes.
Well, of course he was coming back. He had to come back.
Well,
he didn't have a choice. He could have just started digging ditches.
He could transfer.
You could transfer.
Yeah.
But why transfer? Because you could play here. It's a,
I don't know. Maybe he wants to
win a national title.
Yeah, win a national title. That's a bucket list thing of his. You're sleeping on the fact that all of these players are up for grabs, basically. They have to rededicate their recruitment to them, even when they're on the team.
That is true.
It's a crazy world of college football.
Or let's say, the Colorado wants to give him a $3 million NIL deal.
True. That's a good point. That's true.
It's
true.
Just because they're a junior on your team doesn't mean that they're going to be around next season.
No, for sure. But I thought it was just sort of the idea that Talia was contemplating entering the draft. That would have been a joke.
Well, I heard that speculation during the broadcast of the Duke's Mayo Bowl, and I nearly swallowed my tongue when I heard it. I was like, Talia is a very good player, but for him to entertain going to the pros early, I think, is a little bit outrageous.
Nutty.
Like, go back to College Park, develop your skills some more.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's try to get a pro team interested. Yeah, I mean, you're a legend in College Park. Milk that for as long as you can.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So good.
That's you see how many quarterbacks are just jumping ship and going, not to the pros, but just jumping ship and going to other programs.
Sure.
I mean, the kid from NC State left, Devin Leary. Mm-hmm. He had a really good career.
Right.
I mean, he was, before this year, he was thought to be maybe the best quarterback in the conference and a possible high draft pick. Maybe not first round, but pretty high.
Wake Forest quarterback is left from Notre Dame.
Sam Hartman went to Notre Dame. Yep. Yeah, I mean, these guys are just jumping ship for better opportunities and mostly for cash.
No, for sure. Dude, it happens in all the sports now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well,
it's the best thing that can happen to these kids, because sometimes, you know, these kids aren't going to be in the NFL. So you need to be a Stetson Bennett, a Bo Nix, where you're just floating around. This is basically your job from 21 to 25. If you can extend it for that long, it's your job. You get paid for an NIL deal. You stay as long as possible. And then you move on to your next job.
It is now.
Probably in the real world.
It is now.
Is Stevie Bickle getting any NIL nublets at Marist?
I'm actually a little bit disappointed and insulted.
Should get a little something.
I'm insulted that neither of my kids have NIL deals.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they should at least get like a Gatorade or something. I mean, right. Or, you know, like local, like for water. I mean, I don't know. Do they have anything?
Can I get an NIL deal if I join an over 50 soccer team?
I mean. Probably you can always get sponsored. You can have some pizza joint, you know, sponsor your jerseys.
Yeah, what's that pizza joint you love? You love that place. What's it called?
We're not supposed to talk about any places that we go to anymore. Right.
Well, whatever it is,
you're supposed to say,
unless they're sponsors.
Here's the new rule. You went to lunch. You don't say you went to lunch to the place.
But yeah, but if you went to lunch at a place and someone drove through the front door.
Then you could talk.
Right, you can say you went to that place.
Yes. It's newsworthy.
Yes. Yeah, it's newsworthy.
But if you said I got a silly slice of pizza at blank,
right?
Yeah. You got to leave and just I got a silly slice of pizza at lunch.
They better be a sponsor. That has to be. That's the deal. All right, we're going to hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. You're going to score a pair of tickets to Eric Church's The Outsiders Revival Tour at Jiffy Lube Live, August 5th, 2023, before tickets go on sale, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday, January 20th at 10 a.m. And also go to Ticketmaster.com
tomorrow's
for information.
Tomorrow's a football Friday. Bickle's going to do his own preview of all four games in the NFL.
It'll be quick.
He can't wait.
It won't be long. Beamish and Finley coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.